Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The Jew here.
That's how you started, dude. Excuse me, who's the Jew here?
Testing testicles.
We're literally potting outside of the comedy club.
Yeah, you just went up. I'm just waiting for my openers to finish up.
Oh yeah, yeah, you got 20 openers.
I'm at the top of the second list.
Right about now, the funk soul brother. Check it out now, the funk soul.
We're gonna start,
brother.
People.
Right about now.
I'll begin the presentation with the announcement of your 1999 prom king.
Yeah, put it right here so then it won't catch anything else too.
Oh,
I meant the mic.
Like in my mouth?
Oh, I mean, because it was a little bit down here. I was like, I'll just keep it right here.
I don't usually keep anything this close to my face.
Oh, yeah, that's unfortunate for everybody involved, honestly.
It's social distancing.
That's what you're going to go on, is that you're social distancing from penises in your mouth?
I'm decoxing, okay?
Decoxing. That's pretty funny. I like that.
Thank you. Finally. Fucking tough crowd here.
It is a tough crowd. They were interesting back there, dude. I'll tell you that much.
Did you get any laughs?
Yeah. No, I had a good time.
How many? 3, 4?
20 plus laughs.
I think you're exaggerating.
I had a good set.
I know. I've seen it. How often do you switch it up?
As far as my sets are concerned?
Yeah.
Pretty consistently, especially when it comes to like mics. I'm trying new stuff a lot. If I'm back there, I'm crowd working a lot.
Yeah. I tried to do that. Not going to do that.
Yeah. It's hard.
Not for a while.
Yeah. You definitely want to have some chops before you start crowd working, because then you just like, I don't know, you don't know where to go.
Yeah.
I feel like I barely started getting good at it because I've been in a lot of various situations where it was terrible and I felt like I had to. So I got like all these like magic tricks in my pocket that I could use.
Yeah. I'm better at talking to people one-on-one than I am like when there's not that kind of stimulus. I haven't had any hecklers.
That's good.
I've only done it here in the other bar.
I've had a heckler once. I was having an okay set. And then she was like, oh, you're terrible.
You're like, thank you.
I didn't even say anything back. She was just like, you're terrible. And I just stood there and she's like, those people back there are laughing and those people over there are laughing, but I just don't get it.
Sounds like a personal issue.
I was like, you suck, lady. And then she said sorry and then left.
She said sorry. That's nice.
Yeah, that was nice of her. She did apologize for being very honest with me. Or at least in her opinion, honest.
You know, it's not for everybody.
Being an audience member? Yeah, it's not for everybody.
No, just comedy. Like, some people aren't going to get the joke. Or some people play dumb, too. Like,
some audiences don't want an easy joke. There's a lot of easy jokes that get thrown out there, and they'll just like, meh.
But some people want the easy joke.
Some people do, and that's when you got an easy audience. You could literally just do wordplay all fucking day, and they think you're a genius.
It's hard for me to read the audience, too. Like, I'm sure different crowds come in. You're like, oh, I know that this is going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to work for that.
But I think I'm, like, borderline autistic, so...
Are you?
No. I mean, not like medically, but...
Not clinically autistic?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you pick those glasses, so I'm assuming there's...
These are Ray-Bans.
They're Ray-Bans?
These are Ray-Bans.
They...
If you want to pick out a new pair for me, feel free.
I mean, I'll help you.
Let's go shop.
What other glasses would look better?
They look like my brother's glasses, and that's really what's throwing me off. It's like they look like... Like, you look like a shop worker.
So you would fuck your brother is what you're saying. I'm just kidding.
For sure. No, I'd fuck my brother.
Same.
You ready, Miss Seiler?
Yes, I am, Mr. Seiler.
No, I get it. No, my brother's hot.
Yeah.
I get it.
I mean, my brother's not.
Really?
Surprisingly, I took all of the hotness, but I also am broke.
You took a lot of the hotness. Is that why you wear the glasses, to like downplay your hotness?
Mm-hmm, because I don't want people to know.
Yeah, I get that. No, that's...
It's kind of like those movies where you see that hot chick and she's like wearing glasses and they take off the glasses.
Gentlemen, may I present the new, not improved, but different, Lainey Boggs.
You're a She's All That girl.
Sure.
How do you not know what She's All That is?
Because I don't watch anything. Well, the only thing I watch is Cupcake Wars.
Dude, I mean, you should probably watch She's All That. You're making the reference of the movie.
They do that in every movie.
They took it from that movie. You have, like, the originator, and then they just keep copying it, and it's from She's All That.
Okay.
I can't stress enough.
It's not from Clueless?
No, it's from She's All That. You got to watch She's All That. Have you watched Can't Hardly Wait? Wait, is that what it is?
What? Harvey Weinstein?
No. I think it is Can't Hardly Wait. And it has Seth Rogen in it.
I've seen Scary Movie 2.
Okay.
The Little Mermaid. It's a good one.
That is a good one. That might be 89.
Maybe.
I think it's an 89.
How old are you?
I'm 33. I look good.
Okay, cool.
Right?
Yeah, you look really... But that's because you're not, like, white, I can tell.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's basically toxicity.
It's the best thing you could have ever said to me.
What, that you don't look white?
Yeah.
It's a good thing. It's definitely... Right. It's very exotic looking.
If you were trying to get on my good side... You're there.
I don't know if you're fucking with me. See, this is why I might be autistic.
No. I'm not fucking with you.
What would you say that I look?
Not Korean.
Is that because my eyes are huge?
Yeah, your eyes are huge.
Not to get like all mo on you, but your eyes really are beautiful.
Okay, this is off topic. I said slant eyes on my podcast recently.
That's okay.
Is that okay? I didn't put it in.
I put a lot of jokes in there that are about racist
guys. I wasn't referencing an Asian. But what sucks is like...
But what sucks is the Asians are a minority.
My friend was looking tired. I was like, oh, why are your eyes looking all slanty? You always slant eyes with me. And then there was an Asian person across the street. And he was just like, oh, there's some Asians over there. Can you see them? And I was like, I think they can't see us.
Yeah.
I felt like the combination of the both.
I condone it. I'll probably add on to it.
I just don't want to get canceled off slant eyes.
I don't think you can get canceled unless you're contracted with somebody.
Well, I will be one day. 5 years down the line, everything, I'm looking more successful. And then like try to dig up some shit. I'm going to go down. I'm going down for the N-word. Find me on a podcast saying the N-word. I was doing a bit that if you said a racial slur and you sang it, it's not as bad.
It totally.
Art is love, people. Art is love.
There's a lot of patterns that we need to acknowledge. Like, obviously, Asians have small eyes. Is that racist or is that observant?
I mean, it's observant. You know what I mean? They look sleepy.
Mexicans, hardworking.
Fact.
Black people are going to steal.
Yeah. No, you look like you're just all white.
I am. I'm a Jew.
You're oozing Jewiness.
I know. It sucks.
It's not that bad. You know what I mean? Well,
it wouldn't be bad if I was rich.
Well, your parents are rich. They'll die eventually.
Just like, when is this going to happen?
You'll have all the matzo ball soup you ever want in your life.
I'm allergic.
You're allergic to matzo ball soup? If I was Jewish, I would be in it for that.
Excuse me. We're trying to accomplish something here.
We're trying to podcast right now. I go back and forth. Sometimes I'm funny. Sometimes I'm not.
If I'm around a black guy, then I'm really funny.
Dude, hell yeah. We're in polar opposites, though, because when I'm around a black guy, dude, I'm super funny, and it has to do with racial stuff.
I can make racist jokes to black people now. I talk to them for 5 minutes so they know I'm not racist, and then I'm like, hey, are you going to steal my shit? I never grew up with black people.
I grew up with a lot of black folks.
That's because you're exotic.
Hell yeah, dude.
I grew up with a lot of white people and a lot of Mexicans.
I grew up Mexican, I guess.
Are you Mexican?
I'm Mexican and Hawaiian. But like, you listen to the way I talk, I'm just like a dark Italian guy.
You look a little bit like a terrorist.
A gay terrorist.
Yeah, like a well put together one. Like one that you wouldn't mind if they hijack your plane.
Guy you'll take out to dinner. And then, yeah, maybe he's going to suicide bomb us at the end of it. But like, hey, it was a good dinner.
No, that sounds like a good date. You want to take me out?
I mean, yes. Look, I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm literally doing this pod too, so I can go on a date with her.
You're not just trying to get my vote for prom king, are you?
I hate doing live podcasts with people face to face because people just pull out their dicks normally and they're like, I thought this meant podcasting.
Yeah.
They're like really confused when I'm like, no.
That's not on them.
I must be putting out slutty vibes with my glasses.
I thought that's what I was supposed to do, but we're outside. I'm not an out in public dick guy. I'm an indoor dick guy.
Same. Have you ever fucked in a public area?
Yeah. I've done that. Yeah.
But not with my dick out.
I had sex in a library elevator once.
Did you have to be quiet in the library?
Yeah, the librarian did come in there and they're like, hey.
I've never fucked anybody in my place. And I've only been there for
really
almost 6 months.
What are you doing later?
Not fucking there. The walls are made of paper, dude. The walls are legit. Like, I don't even think that they fuck in there. And I even put stuff on my walls so I can masturbate peacefully.
So you can have some soundproof?
But it doesn't even work. I can still hear everything.
Hmm.
And I told them it's for my podcast. That's why I put the stuff on the walls. Because it either looks like I'm a radio host or like a tweaker. Like, why are you putting stuff on the walls?
Yeah. And honestly,
I use command strips.
I feel like if you say, oh, I put these up to masturbate, they would think you're doing radio stuff anyways.
I don't even know if they fuck there because I've never heard them.
Maybe they have better soundproof stuff in their rooms.
Maybe.
Didn't you say you had like a fake room?
I went in the neighbor's house, which is the same house, but like a mirrored. They didn't have my room, so my room was converted for sure. And I'm like, hey, do you think you could throw a bathroom in there?
Yeah, slap a bathroom or a kitchen in there.
Right? Like, I don't want to see you ever. Can you put my own entry on the other side of the wall?
I live in a house with like five other people, and then there's a granny flat outside.
Are you the granny flat?
No, I wish.
I want to be a granny flat.
I'm very close to being a granny flat, hopefully. I think that guy's moving out, and I'm going to go out there.
I want that granny flat.
Oh, dude, I want that granny flat so bad.
I'm going to get it first. It's really hard to find a place that will rent to you when you don't have verifiable income. Unemployment, I've been on really consistent for the past year and a half now.
This is purely a comic house, so it's been passed, like the rent just goes to another comic or something like that.
So you don't even pay rent?
I do pay rent, but what I'm saying is...
You're like, rent's a joke.
Yeah, it's like I paid a security deposit. But it's retarded. Usually when you do a deposit, you give it to the landlord and then you get it back at the end. But that's not how it works. Like, basically.
Yeah, no, that's never how it works. You don't get that security deposit back unless you leave without paying that month.
Yeah, I paid somebody who lived there before a deposit. And now when I move out, I just got to ask that person for a deposit.
You're never going to get that back.
Yeah, it's dumb. I mean, I paid $500 for my room. For a deposit.
And how much do you pay? Where do you live?
$450.
And you have your own room? How's the acoustics?
Great.
Great?
Perfect.
Yeah?
I don't hear anybody.
Maybe you're just deaf.
No.
I feel like I'm hypersensitive when that comes to that. Like, when I was living with my dad, I made the guy fucking silence.
Hey, you have to be quiet.
Thinking about it now, I should have been louder because his house is huge. He's deaf, too. Like, the smoke alarm was going off for, like, a week, and he didn't fucking hear it.
Yeah. And, like, they don't even do anything. So maybe that's why I don't hear it. But, like, she plays music every once in a while. It doesn't really blare through.
Well, my roommate, like, teaches from home. So he's in the living room doing a roll call at 8 in the morning. He's like, Aiden. I'm like, can you shut the fuck up? Because I'm unemployed and I don't need to be awake right now.
Yelling at kids. I'm going to go murder Aiden right now. See, I'm so crazy. My friend in a wheelchair has it made. Never has to stand. He's sitting down all the time. Way funnier than me.
He's funny too?
Yeah. God, he's so funny. He got really drunk and they got hit by a car.
That happened to my friend. He Snapchatted me when he was in the ambulance. He got in a motorcycle accident. He's like paralyzed forever now. And I fucked him when he could walk. Isn't that crazy?
No, it would have been crazy if you fucked him when he couldn't walk.
I didn't try.
That would have been cool.
I know.
What do you mean? I fucked him when his legs worked and then when it didn't work.
I don't even know if he can get an erection. I didn't ask him about it.
Well, that's the first thing I ask.
Can you still get a boner? Because I know you can't wipe your ass.
How is that the first thing you think about?
That's what I think about, but I just refrain from asking because then he might think that I want to fuck him.
No, I get it out of the way. What's up with your penis, dude? Does it get hard?
Yeah, and then you guys hit it off.
And then we hit it off, dude, and we became best friends.
You gave him a lap dance?
I wish, dude. One time he was out here and some lady was super drunk and just like sat on him like a chair.
Carpooling. Get a little sidecar.
Dude, a wheelchair sidecar?
That'd be so sick. If they had like Uber, wheelchair, sidecar.
That's the default from having wheelchairs. They don't have an option for you to bring somebody around with you. Such a lonely adventure. Why can't I have somebody sitting in a smaller wheelchair next to me?
Like a little dog.
Like a little dog, dude. A little doggy.
Well, you get a service dog. What if the dog gets tired?
Exactly.
Supersize my balls.
Speaking of me too, how do you feel about Bill Cosby getting out today?
He's meeting me at my place later. He got out, finally. I've been writing him letters. I haven't heard from him.
Okay, all right. That's what I'm talking about, dude. You're already ahead of the game. It's like you're just starting comedy, and some girls out here are fucking like open micers. You go straight to the top. You're going straight to Bill Cosby.
There's a lot of chicks out there who are kind of opportunists.
Yeah, and they just take advantage. It's just like, yo, dude, you're just embarking in hoe activities, and that's fine.
Exactly. Like, you look like a hoe, you're acting like a hoe, and then you get a dick in your mouth, and you're upset about it like 3 weeks later.
Classic hoe.
I mean, I've been a victim, just not of sexual harassment.
Yeah, that's good.
It's of parking tickets. The first and fourth Tuesday of every month, that's rape, if not worse.
Yeah. You have been raped several times. With someone wearing glasses like yourself, I figured you'd be an avid sign reader.
I can't even see still.
You have these giant glasses and you're still blind.
Still can't see. I know, it's a problem. It's always been a problem. And I've asked my parents for a refund, LASIK, something. They won't fucking, they're Jewish.
They won't give you lasers?
Nothing.
For sure we'd be better off with some
laser. I asked my mom for $1 on my birthday. She gave me nothing. It's not a good time, but now it's a great time because she's back in business.
Yeah.
Now she's MIA.
Got all her Jew money to herself.
I only have 3 houses. Ask your dad. He has 5.
You should probably be asking him.
But he doesn't like women.
Been there, dude.
My dad's gay.
Yeah, been there, dude. I've been there. No.
You've been there.
No, I've never been gay. Never thought about being gay. Well, no, that's not true. I probably thought about being gay.
Have you thought about your dad being gay?
I never thought about my dad being gay.
When my dad came out of the closet a couple years ago and I found out, I got like really hammered because I was like, I don't know how to deal with this. And not that I have a problem with it. It was just like weird that he started making out with somebody in front of me. I was like, okay, that's weird. Because he was like, I don't know how I should tell your brother. I'm like, I wish you had that kind of discretion when you presented it to me.
Yeah, but you're probably the cool sibling.
Probably just doesn't care about my opinion.
You are a woman. I get that.
So anyway, I'm getting this Uber and I'm on a Tinder date and we're going to the strip club.
That's a date.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm talking about like how Jewish my dad is. My dad is so Jewish, he has bagel stores. And the Uber driver, he's gay as fuck because I can tell he has a lisp and his car's super clean and he's an Uber driver.
Classic gay scenario.
And he's like, let me guess, your dad owns this bagel store. And I was like, holy shit. And he was like, does your dad still live over? And I'm like, dude, that was my childhood house from the 90s. Did you fuck my dad in the closet of that house?
That's cool. That's very cool.
It was so weird.
Also, get your life together. You're still driving for Uber, man? Jesus.
No, he did. He used to work at the pizza place in the same strip mall, the bagel store.
But still, like, that's...
I mean, some people just don't make it. And that's where I'm at, probably.
You're not going to be like us.
Yeah, totally. You.
Or me.
I'm...
Or at least for sure me.
I'm going to ride on your coattails.
You know, I've been in several commercials already. Several TV shows.
Yeah, I've been in the background of, like, a newscast when I was, like, you know, happened to be there.
That's good enough. That's good enough. Hey, the news was there and I was there.
The news was there. I was in the background making blowjob faces.
You want to kind of wrap this up? Because I gotta go. Can you make stuff happen with that?
Yeah, it's going to be a good episode. Can give you a shout out or whatever.
Check out my podcast, Bad Dads. I have a show in PB, Maverick Speech Club, every Thursday. Come on out. Come watch both of us at some point.
Cheers.
Cheers. Hell yeah. Do we bump mics?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.